Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminita Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvasesha Sunyavadi Pasachadi Sitarane. We've heard for the beginnings, and my contact with Mother Yamuna began with a phone call from a dear friend of many, Mr. Henry Sholkoff. This was probably 1994 or I don't remember the exact date, but Henry Sholkoff and I were very close friends, and he called me and he said, "Maharaj, Yamuna Prabhu and Dinatarnane Prabhu want to move into my house. They don't have any place to live anymore, and I just need some advice. Should I let them live in my house?" So I told him, I said, "It would be your very great fortune to have such devotees living under your roof and taking shelter of your facility." So he said, "I don't know. I don't usually live with anybody." He's a bachelor. He lives by himself. And he has a very large house, maybe 8 bedrooms and 5 bathrooms, 2 apartments. And I said, "Henry, half the time you travel on vacation. So if it doesn't work out after a few weeks or months, just go on vacation and we'll just make a 6-month agreement to start with. Make a 6-month agreement that you'll have trial program, and after that, if it's working out, then you can extend it, and if it's not working out, you can say 6 months is over, Haribol." So I think they lived there 2.5, 3 years, something like that. It was quite a long time they lived there. And Dr. Henry Prabhu didn't charge them any rent. He just facilitated their program. Now, Jai Giridaj Maharaj Ki Jai Ho. So, is this being recorded or is this private? Okay. Anyway, I'll say it anyway. So anyway, the arrangement was that Yamuna, as many know, is a very first-class person. Everything has to be first-class. And she wanted to take her deities out and have and worship them, Radha Bana Bihari, and the house had to get a little bit fixed up. By the time it was over, Bhakti Henry had spent $150,000 to get things in order. And he's basically become, or had been for many, many years, one of her first Shiksha disciples. He very much took shelter of Mother Yamuna. Me being a friend of Bhakti Henry, I would visit several times a year, and then Mother Yamuna and Mother Dinatarnane Prabhu and Yamuna Prabhu were there. I don't know which way to go. When I meet a lady, I say, "Haribol Mataji Prabhu, Srimate," and then I just let them go with whatever one they want to go with. You know. So I had constant contact with her over the years, and at that time I was running a boys' ashram in Alachua. So sometime in 1996 or so, she came to Alachua for a visit, and I asked her to please come and speak to the boys. And she said she'd be very, very happy to come. So she comes to the house where the school is, and the boys are having kirtan outside to receive her. and she's looking around a little uneasy, but in stride. And then we gave her a place to sit, and then two of the young boys came, one with a bowl and one with a pitcher of rose water, rose petal water, to bathe her feet. And she looked at me and she said, "Vitavaja Swami, knowing you as I know you, I should have known this was going to happen in the beginning, but I got caught by surprise." But she allowed the boys to bathe her feet. And then after that, sprinkled the water on everybody's head. So we're one of the few that got the, what do you call it, Charnamrita of Mother Yamuna's lotus feet. Hari Bol. And the boys. And she spent at least 2, 3, 4 hours telling Krishna conscious stories of Prabhupada and just preaching to the boys for hours and hours and hours. And it went on. And it was such an impact on the young men that to this day, many of them are associated with her in one way or another. And I just wanted to let everybody know that little snippet of Yamuna's life, of being in Washington, D.C. And as they explained, there are difficulties in life, and they didn't know where they were going to go. And Krishna sent them to a very special person at a very special time. And he's a very strong devotee now by her association. He would say that she made him wake up every day for Mangal Arati. And at the end of Mangal Arati, he'd have to sing the Nrisingadev prayers. So, as being told, it was a very hit to the heart when we got the news of her passing. But at the same time, there was no question in my mind, as many say, that there's nowhere else she could go but Prabhupada. There's nowhere else. And wherever that is, that's the best place anybody could possibly be. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Mani Yamuna Prabhu, Mataji Shimate Ki Jai.